Okay, now we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going off-piste. Ready?
If you're a listener to our sister station, ABC Classic FM, you'll know the voice of our next guest very well. For 7 years, Emma Ayres was the breakfast presenter on the network. She's now living a very different life, though. Emma has truly gone off-piste. She's teaching music at the Afghanistan National Institute of Music in Kabul. She's briefly back in Australia, and thank you for joining us in Sunday Extra, Emma.
Oh, well, Amanda, thank you very much for having me.
Now, before we get on to what living in Kabul is like right now, I want to ask you about the school, the Afghanistan National Institute of Music. What age are the students?
Well, they start in grade four. So grade four in Afghanistan is from about 8 or 9 years old. And then they go through to grade 14. So they can do a 2-year diploma after graduating high school.
So it's like high school plus.
Yeah, it's kind of like high school minus and plus. Yeah.
Do they arrive at the school as beginners, as music beginners?
Yes, they do. So there's about 30 or 40 places in each year. And for the grade fours, there were 250 applicants for those places. So they're grilled in a way that you can sort of work out whether a child has a good sort of listening capability, and they need to sing back things and tap back rhythms, and then just kind of generally assessed for their character. And then 30 or 40 kids are chosen in each year.
And the school is mixed, is it? Girls and boys, young women and young men?
Yes, it is. And that's pretty unusual. I think there are definitely fewer than 10 and maybe lower than that schools, you know, co-ed schools in the whole country. So that was a really important thing that Dr. Sarmast, who is the founder of the school, he really wanted to make it a co-ed school. He thought that was very important.
And does that have its own problems?
Well, it has its own, you know, fantastic moments. And, you know, put teenage girls and boys together, there's always going to be something happening. No holding hands in the streets, no snogging behind the bike shed.
Uh-huh. And what is home life like for those students? Are their families happy for them to be learning music? And I'm thinking especially the girls.
Yeah, look, some of the kids are orphans, and they live in one of the orphanages in Kabul. And some of them are kids who've previously been working on the street, selling chewing gum, selling balloons, you know, that kind of thing. And so they come from extremely poor families. And what happens is that the school has a sponsorship program, and then the school pays the family what the family would have earned from the kid working on the street.
Do, though, any of the students need to be secretive about learning music?
Some of them do, unfortunately. There is a student who I have quite a sort of close relationship with. Well, her family doesn't know that she's coming to music school. Only a very few people in her family know.
So they know she's going to school, but...
That's right. And she's sort of 16, 17, so that's very much of marrying age. And some people in her family have threatened that they're just going to send her off and marry her off. And she is a ferocious student. She studies so hard. She's extremely smart. And she demanded that she was going to go to music school. And so her mother is very, very supportive, extremely supportive, actually. And the rest of her family just simply don't know. So there was this terrible time about 6 weeks ago or so now, where the orchestra recorded something for TV, which was being broadcast around the country. It was for Mother's Day, and we recorded a song about the mothers and women of Afghanistan. And this particular student had to make the call to not play in that concert because she was too worried that her family would see her playing a musical instrument and go, "Hang on a minute, what were you doing there?" And so she came to me on the day that we were actually making the recording, and she was so upset and she was crying. And they call me Miss Emma or Teacher Emma. And she said, "Oh, Miss Emma, it's not that I'm upset for myself. You know, it doesn't matter if I do this recording, but I'm crying for the girls and the women of Afghanistan who can't play music, who are not allowed to play music.
It sounds like it's an amazing story. So it sounds like she's not going to be able to have a career in music.
Well, I think this particular student will do what she wants because she has such a strong character.
Good on her. So, Emma, what's the wider attitude to music then? After all, the Taliban are anti-music. For example, say, can the students walk home carrying their musical instruments?
Well, no, they can't. I mean, I know here in Australia, you know, you see a little kid carrying a trombone or a cello or something, and you just think, oh, that is so cute. But in Afghanistan, it's definitely not so much of a cute factor. It's more a sort of, you know, ooh, let's go and, you know,
you're a target, are you?
Yeah, I suppose you are really a target. For that reason, the kids don't take their instruments home, but also because the instruments that we have are few and therefore extremely valuable. And conditions in some of the students' houses aren't great. And also then you don't want to favour the kids who perhaps come from more middle-class homes. You know, they might be able to take an instrument home very safely and being driven home in a nice car. But, you know, for some of them, they have to sort of scrabble around on the local buses. And I'm sure you can imagine, you know, local buses in Afghanistan, there isn't much room for a cello, safely anyway.
On RN, this is Sunday Extra with Amanda Smith and Emma Ayres, former breakfast presenter on ABC Classic FM, now music teacher at the Afghanistan National Institute of Music in Kabul. Let's have a listen to a little of the music played by these students. Now, that sounds like traditional Afghan music, Emma, but
yes.
You're teaching the cello there. Are the students familiar with Western classical music?
Yes, very much so. So in the first year that they enter in grade four, they study Western music theory and they start to learn to play the recorder and start to learn to read a little bit of music. And they do a lot of listening as well. And that's the same with Afghan traditional music. And then in grade five, on the first day of first semester, they're invited to say which instrument they would like to learn. And so I was privileged enough to be there at this moment when all these kids stood up and said which instrument they wanted to learn. And the first person was a young girl called Fatima, who's about 10. And Fatima stood up. And in English, she said, "My name is Fatima and I want to play the cello."
And did your heart soar?
My heart soared. My eyes had little blinky bits of tears in them. You know, it was just an incredible moment.
Let's talk about life in Kabul with the withdrawal of foreign troops. And ever since you've been there, Kabul has become more unstable, hasn't it? There's been bombings in Parliament and at guest houses and at one guest house during a music concert.
Yeah.
How much of a level of anxiety do you carry day to day?
Look, it's a really good question, and it is a sort of daily question. I try to not carry anxiety. I just try to be sensible and aware, because I think that if you have made the decision to go and live in a place like Kabul, then you simply can't be anxious, because if you were, you would just never last. You know, you'd be a sort of quivering wreck by the end of the week. And so from day to day, you know, with these bombings that can seem like they're very regular, but actually when you're there, it's like, oh, that's okay, that's just another bombing. And they're not actually that regular. It's just that that's the thing that people focus on. So it's that kind of level of, okay, don't be anxious, just be practical, do what you need to do, and you just sort of get along with it.
Well, all power to you and to the music. And I know you're in Australia at the moment involved in some fundraising for the school, raising money to buy musical instruments. If you're in Melbourne this afternoon, you can go to the Afghan Gallery and Restaurant in Brunswick Street in Fitzroy. That's at 2 o'clock this afternoon if you're in that neck of the woods. And if you want to contribute a little to the school and meet Emma for some music and food and stories. Emma Ayres, terrific to speak with you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Amanda. Thank you very much for having me on the show.